Well, living with less is generally something that happens when you have to make some very hard choices, when your resources are limited, when you have to make sacrifices, and you're forced to go without things, sometimes necessary things. So it may be very difficult for people to understand when people choose to go without. Kelly Sutton is with us here in New York, and Chris Urista, they both live in different cities. They do not know each other, but they have both made similar decisions to go without stuff. Kelly's a software engineer here in New York, started selling off most of his things last year. He now has a bed, some chairs, and a few glasses in his kitchen. Chris lives in Washington, D.C., which is where he's speaking to us now, and he decided that the $1,200 that he paid in rent wasn't worth it, so he got rid of his apartment. So, Chris, first of all, how does that work? You were trying to actually save money, as I understand. You gave up your apartment. Where do you live?
I live from place to place. I've thought about it recently, and I think over the last year, I've lived probably in 6 or 7 different places, and that's not counting, you know, the few times I've had to kind of just make it up on the fly.
You stay with friends and sometimes your parents, right?
Well, I visit my parents more, yes.
You're seeing
it's a visit. It's a visit.
It's a visit, yes.
And Kelly, you got rid of a ton of stuff in your apartment. What about the things that had value to you sentimentally?
I've never been much of someone to take things too sentimentally, so it wasn't actually that difficult to get rid of a lot of my stuff. There were things that I accidentally put up for sale, and then once those sold and I had to ship
like
them.
Like gifts your mom had bought you or something?
Maybe.
Close. But, you know, a lot of those things like photos and stuff, you could just keep online.
Yeah, exactly.
So you didn't have to. Well, let me ask you both, and let me start with you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Why? What's the point? Are you also trying to save money?
No, for me, it's not a money-saving thing at all. I just came to this point when I was traveling last summer that a lot of having more stuff just stressed me out because I would just see something on my desk or I'd leave a box with a friend while I would go away for the summer. And I couldn't remember what was in these boxes, and I just hated looking at stuff that I never used. So I just thought to myself, well, why don't I just get rid of it?
Very Buddhist of you. The source of all suffering is wanting things. And Chris, yeah. What about you? You work as a travel agent full-time, but I understand that you got to the point where you realized that your salary was only covering your living expenses.
Well, it just didn't seem to make sense to me. You know, I could have, you know, found a cheaper place to live, but then I would have had to commute more, and I ride my bike to work, so that's a big deal for me. I really like having that freedom of riding a bike to work and going about my day at that.
Chris, let me ask you. I gotta ask because the skeptic might sort of look at your situation and say, "Well, that's not frugality; it's vagrancy." What Chris is doing. He could have his own place, but he's crashing on the couch. He's hanging out with his parents more. You know, frugality is one thing. Forgive me, the skeptic, this is not me. The skeptic might say freeloader?
Well, that's not entirely true because I have, in the past year, subletted from friends. So I've had friends that have had a free room, so I've subletted that, and I've just used their couch. I've still given people money, definitely, to stay places. It's not that. It's just $1,200 is a little bit insane to me to be paying. Just in general.
That's Chris Urista. He's a travel agent, lives in Washington, D.C. But, you know, Kelly Sutton, you know, for many people who have children, clearly this is not an option for them to start getting rid of things. For people in many walks of life, people who are struggling right now, the idea of getting rid of things by choice, it's not a happy thing. I mean, other people are getting rid of things because they have to. And so what you're going through may seem strange to them. How do you explain that?
I think it's definitely strange, and I realize as you get older, you tend to kind of collect more stuff. Like, you would be almost stupid to just try to keep your belongings to a minimum while trying to raise kids, because kids need things. I mean, they need strollers, they need cribs, you need bottles for them.
You
and
also
diapers.
Can't throw out of those all art projects they made in second grade. That
Gotta
would be
keep
bad.
Those around, yeah. So I guess this isn't for everyone, but for my for where I am in life right now, I think it makes a lot of sense.
How old are you?
23.
And Chris, how old are you?
27.
So do you think, I'm just going to ask both of you, do you think this, you guys are able to do this, Chris, because of your age?
I definitely think that plays a part of it. You know, I don't have a family to take care of. You know, looking at Kelly's situation and looking at where I am now, whenever I decide to get an apartment, I probably will continue that minimal lifestyle as long as I'm, you know, not, you know, too tied down with, you know, a wife or kids or girlfriend, whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have trouble sustaining that. Chris, you have saved money, right?
Oh, yes.
And Kelly, you're probably saving money, not spending on things. Yeah. But, you know, let me ask you, for probably the majority of the population, this choice is not practical. But let me ask you, are there lessons that you think when you're 35, when you're 40, when you have kids and you're settled down, are you learning lessons now living minimally that you think you can sustain even when you can't do what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the decision that I'm making now will definitely carry on, hopefully, as I age. But the mere fact that I'm second-guessing or triple-guessing every single purchasing decision that I make is a certain amount of self-control that I don't see a lot of other people exercising, especially my age. Once you get out and you are lucky enough to have a job in this economy, the response seems to just spend all your money right away. So
burning a hole in your pocket. Yeah. And Chris, what do you think you are learning from living minimally that you may be able to sustain?
It's been great for me. It really has me break it down into determining what stuff I need and what stuff I actually just want, to simplify it. And that really helps me because, I used to collect sneakers. I'm a DJ, so I have a fair amount of records or had a fair amount of records. So I know what it's all about to acquire stuff, but now it's really helped me just to determine what stuff I actually need and what I actually just
okay,
want.
Well, give me, that's the number one thing you can't get rid of. Is it your cell phone? What is it that you absolutely need?
My computer. I don't really need a phone per se. As long as I'm connected
one?
To well, I have, you know, my handy dandy iPhone, which is really nice.
Kelly Sutton, what about you? What do you need?
Definitely my computer, mostly because it's a source of employment for me. So.
Right, you're a software engineer at Blip TV, founder of the website cultofless.com. That's Kelly Sutton with us in New York, and Chris Urista in Washington, D.C. Excuse me, he's a travel agent.